Good morning. This is Sunday, the 17th day of November. Thank you, honey. 2019. And we have begun this day in prayer at the quiet place. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God, as we do every day. And now we look forward to returning to the sacred silence and hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, because He promised He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about, to ponder during this coming week. And so He will. We return to the sacred silence and say, Jesus, thank You for letting us know that You are in the Father, and we are in You, and You are in us. And if we be still and listen, we can hear You. So we're ready to hear what You want to teach us this week.
I am with you. Let there be joy in your heart. I am with you. And for those of you who believe I am with you, there's a spring in your step, a song upon your lips. Laughter comes quick to your ways. Joy fills the air around you because you believe I am with you. Therefore, you are never alone. You always know the way. And knowing this brings you confidence and peace, no matter what is happening around you. And because you live in this way, you inspire others around you to do so as well. What you believe will be. What you trust is the truth will be your truth. For when I called to Peter to come out of the boat and join me, he was so happy to hear my voice that he rose up, got out of the boat, and began to walk on water toward me until ego's tool of doubt pushed him down and under. And even though he had already stepped out into the water, and it was possible to do, doubt told him no. Therefore, he could no longer do. Doubt removed the belief and the truth and left him sinking in a sea of water. This is what happens every day. What you believe you can do, you will do. It might take practice and effort from you, but still you will do it. Because you believe you can do it. When God calls you to do something, if you believe God is calling you to do that something, no matter what the cost to you, personally, you will do it. Because you believe God is asking you to do it. I want to tell you a story. And while you think when you hear the story it might not apply to you, I assure each of you hearing these words or reading these words, it does apply to you. There was a construction site and many people working on the construction site. And one of the buildings began to crumble and steel and stone and nails fell and crushed the bones, the backs and the legs of three men caught under the rubble. They were pulled out and taken to a hospital. Each of the men had the exact same injuries to the back and the legs, and it appeared to those professionals around them that not one of these men would walk again. And so the doctors and the nurses and the hospital staff began doing what they could do until the time of release to send them home. Now, one man began to cry and believe he would never walk again. That was his fate. Another began to question whether he would ever walk again. And the third man asked if there was anyone else who could take a look and see what could be done. He was told there was a specialist, a doctor who could work miracles and heal those who others said could not be healed. And this third man asked if that doctor could be called. And so the doctor came. The doctor who could work miracles when others said, no, it is not possible. The doctor went to each of the rooms, three rooms, three men, and said the same thing. I am telling you the truth. I have looked at your records. I have seen the x-rays. I know you can walk. But you must believe in me. And you must practice through the pain. Work through the exercise. And stay focused on the goal. Three men, three different endings, because one man could not get through all of the voices he heard saying, you will never walk again, and so he did not try, because his truth was gathered from those who said he would not walk. Therefore, he believed he could not walk. And he did not walk. The second man wanted to believe, and he tried, and he worked through the pain, and he hoped he could walk one day. But he struggled with believing that it was true. Sometimes later, he could limp with the help of a cane. He made his way through the days, bent over, hobbling from place to place. But the third man would not believe those who said he could not do it. When the doctor who could work miracles said it was possible. So he reached out and held the truth and believed the truth and worked through the pain every day. A year later, he was walking down a street. He went to visit the man who was in the wheelchair, and he carried the groceries for the man with the cane. What you believe is possible is possible. When the truth is given to you, embrace it and work through no matter what pain you must work through. The doctor who can do all things is within you. The Holy Spirit has been sent to each of you and will show you the way, even in the darkness, even through the pain. But even with this miracle doctor within you, you must do the work. You must believe. Beyond hope, you must believe. And you must be willing to work through the pain. Then you too will rise up and be whole once again.